Well, what they did is again, a half hour before the bus arrived, we could see these cops, all kinds of cops at the corner, over 15 cop cars. They were obviously waiting for people in Montreal to get in here. So the three buses from Montreal arrived, and immediately the cops went to the bus and told people they couldn't get off right away, and it was obvious they weren't letting them off. And then at some point, about 10, 15 minutes later, people were off, but they were all being videotaped as they came off. And some of the people had their stuff gone through. And then once the Montreal buses were finished, the Quebec buses about a half hour later, and the same scenario. And people said that they didn't have the right to do what they were doing, but cops went ahead and did what they did.
So was there any preemptive arrest? Had that happen here this evening?
No, not that I saw. I didn't see any arrests at all today. Mm-hmm. So. I would assume that on the way to the demo tomorrow that some people will get harassed. And my advice to people is stay cool. People in this neighborhood deal with this every day, cops harassing. Stand up for your rights, but at the same time, stay cool and get to the demo. Once you're at the demo, we're stronger and a little harder for them to abuse our rights.
So, and Omid was also, he said he was stopped by the police in the last little while.
Asking me about my condition, that I have a condition from last June 15th, and I show my paper, but just they are pointing at me like I'm a criminal person. Mm-hmm. You know? And anyway, they let me go. It's so hard to say, but just, you know, I mean, people should remember their rights, you know, in the society, you know, and they don't let the cops do whatever they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. All right.
So now just I'm so sorry that I cannot participate tomorrow because of my condition, but I'm supportive.
Oh, the first thing I saw was I was crossing the street at Sherbourne, and there was some crazy lady walking across the street denouncing OCAP as no different than Osama bin Laden, and these guys are terrorists, and they should all be locked up, and blah, 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 and that seems to be what the cops think. It's pretty strange, but anyways... And then I kept going, and there's a lot of cops, I don't know, 30, 40, who knows, and they were filming people from Montreal as they were getting off the bus, and a lot of people were masked up and saying, yeah, I don't consent to being filmed, and that was kind of how it went. Not much more than that. There wasn't any outright physical confrontation. And then, you know, they waited around for a while. Another bus came, did the same thing. They harassed a couple people individually, you know, from around town, and people with bail conditions and stuff. And then, you know, they left. I have no idea what kind of message they're trying to send to the people who are here. I don't think anybody who's here has been... you know, is wavering in any way and is uncertain about where their commitments lie. So I don't know what they think they're accomplishing by being here, aside from, you know, doing their thing to harass people. But they're crazy if they think they're changing anybody's mind and, like, deterring them from participating in OCAP or the Ontario Common Front or any other form of... radical organization. Yeah, I have no idea. They are, I guess, on one hand, trying to gather intelligence, or what they call intelligence, you know, filming people, right, maybe to be used later down the road for their purposes, I imagine. I don't know. What else could they be doing besides that? Well, I guess the people who are going to be there, like, I hope that, you know, everybody sticks together and sets out in a determined way to accomplish what we have from the outset said we were going to do, and not to let you know. I hope that no matter what happens in the morning, whatever kind of plans the cops have to you know, prevent this from happening, I'm sure they would like to try to prevent it from happening. I hope people are able to kind of, I guess, organize on the fly, depending on what kind of situation we find in the morning. And anybody who is, I don't know, undecided, I hope they decide to come. I think this is a, you know, very important protest that has a chance of being very effective. I mean, it already is being effective. And on one level, I don't know what's going to happen downtown, but I imagine a lot of people are just going to stay away, right? Mm-hmm. And the cops are, you know, going to be an economic disruption of their own, right? Their very presence there is a disruption. And so, you know, I'm not. I don't think we have to hope for the best, because I'm confident in our abilities to be successful.
The buses came in from Montreal, and we, one at a time, the police got onto the bus and gave us a speech about how we have to be good citizens and behave ourselves tomorrow. And they're here with police with tasers and billy clubs and plastic handcuffs to welcome us to Toronto. And then as each bus is emptying, they film each person as they film each person as they're getting off the bus for identification purposes. And that's about the size of it.
I'm here for the march.
Right.
And so, you know, they're targeting everybody who's coming in to town for the march tomorrow.
As each person got off the bus and was filmed from our bus, we said to the police that we don't want to be filmed. We don't consent to being filmed. Some people turned away from the camera, looked down, like myself. But we're doing that for recourse later in case we need to say that we didn't consent to being filmed, whether they do it or not.
So did they force you to look up? Or
no, they didn't. At least they didn't to me. But they were filming me, nonetheless.
Okay, so people are coming off now. Were they kept on there, or what?
Yes, we were kept on there. When we tried to get off the bus, when we first arrived, two police officers stood in front of the bus with their club that prevent us from getting off the bus.
We arrived in Toronto from Montreal about 20 minutes ago. All three buses were stopped. I looked out the windows. There were 20 police officers waiting for us. At that point, we asked the bus driver if we could get off. The bus driver refused. Apparently, we weren't allowed to get off the bus until the police had done whatever it was that they were going to do. At that point, we had no idea what it was that the police were doing. We stayed in the bus for 10 to 20 minutes.
Guarded by a guy with a cattle prod
who stood outside the front door of the bus so that our bus leader couldn't get out to ask what was going on. They went to the first bus, so we saw people getting out of the first bus, so we knew we weren't going to be detained there indefinitely, which was nice. We still had no idea what was going on. But we saw the people getting out of the first bus and the police holding a camera on the people as they were leaving the bus so as to get a picture of the faces of all of the individuals who wanted to come to the protest. By the time they had gotten to our bus, which was the third bus, our bus leader had called legal aid, and she was saying, what do we do? She got it on the phone when they came into our bus to make their speech, which was, we're just here to wish you a happy and lawful protest, which the officer who is trying to do the translation in French translated as a festival.
Yeah.
and then... But we were cautioned pretty severely, especially in face of the fact that there were 20 policemen outside the door, that we weren't to break things or cause disturbances, and if we did, we would definitely be detained. It was a very intimidating speech. It was a very intimidating act. Coming off the bus, staring into the camera, we all like said that we did not consent to be filmed, but it didn't matter whether or not we had consented. We were filmed, and we may. I mean, I don't know what that's going to do to us, but I'm not all that happy and confident going into a protest tomorrow.
Us from Quebec just got in here.
Yep.
And so they detained them in the same fashion that they detained us, except the camera had left, so they were detaining them to get the camera in, and finally. The people in the bus pushed the door open. They had to push a cop out of the way and asked repeatedly to be able to come out. And after much consultation between the police officers, they let him go without being filmed.